Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to start a fight here.
What? With this who's on top?
Yes.
We'll get to it in a few minutes. I'm being called soft by the people on Twitch.
Again?
Yes, because I will not shoot the boot guarantee that the first play of the game is going to Jameson Williams.
I don't think that's soft. You start with a hunch. You said hunch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the word you used, and hunch is completely acceptable in this show.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hunch that Jameson is going to have a huge day. I think he's going to have at least a touchdown, over 80 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I think how about 100 yards combined from yards from scrimmage, over 100 and a touchdown. That's a hunch I have.
Okay.
King, do you have a JMO hunch?
I wanted to actually take Doug up on his hunch, actually. I wanted to see I'd give him 2-1 on lunch if you want to do that.
Ooh.
I feel like what I'm doing deserves more than 2-1.
I'm offering 2-1.
No, it's cool.
Just,
I appreciate the offer. Okay. I'll go. See, the problem is,
the Doug negotiation is always interesting. Because, you know, it'll never, no matter what you would have said, Kang, like you could have said 5-1.
Yeah,
Doug would have said, you know what? I don't think 5-1 is good.
Yeah.
Because it's Doug negotiating.
Yeah, it's Cars
Casino.
So
you're giving me 5-1?
No, I'm not giving you any.
He thinks Jamel's going to have a big day.
Yeah, I'm
so,
more with you than I am against you.
Mm-hmm.
More than any amount of monetary thing that we can put on this, I am putting my pride on the line. And so, how important, you know what a prideful person I am.
Yeah, yeah. You've been in studio with his bloodshot eye for the last week. You're really prideful.
But no, I don't.
You don't think 2-1's enough?
No.
Hunch is not that strong?
No, the hunch isn't that strong, but
just testing where you're at.
See, the thing
at.
Is, I think this probably deserves, you think of all the different plays they could call, this probably deserves like an 8 or 9-1.
Oh, now he's really,
yeah, but
now
I don't
he's
want
really deep
to,
diving.
I don't want you to.
He's really trying to
have to buy me
the miracle
lunches.
Of even
kick
they
it
look
up
at
here,
him.
Tiger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to have to buy me that many lunches, if I'm right.
But don't worry, I wouldn't accept that. So.
You wouldn't accept those odds?
8-1, no. I'm not going to.
All right, fine. 7-1.
A lot of Mexamelts.
Right?
Does Mexamelt come with chicken or is it?
No.
Not a true Mexamelt. I mean, I'm sure that they probably sub for you.
I don't know. I've never even heard of that being done.
It's unheard of.
It's unheard of. It's ridiculous in the world of Taco Bell. No. Although I will say this, the last batch of Mexamelts that I got the other day, and they're great. The taste is unmistakable.
Still there?
A little sloppy in the preparation, though. Yeah, a little bit too much of the wrapper got folded in with the Mexamelt.
Are you telling me that a fast food Taco Bell item wasn't put together with tender, loving care and attention to detail?
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah.
Shocked I am.
Sometimes I feel like they're not even looking at the picture, Doug. It's kind of like,
where are those three evenly spaced black olives? I don't see them.
Nothing looks less than the picture than nachos. Like, I mean, there is just
Not even close.
It's not even close.
Like you said, it's still in the ice cream scooper beans, right?
Like the other stuff, we know it's not going to look just like a gordita or whatever. Yeah.
The nachos with the cheese. Yeah. It's not going to be like that.
There's no even distribution.
No.
There's no, like, it's not even close.
Because where it ends up, it all tastes good.
Well, yeah.
You're not eating with, you're not eating Taco Bell with your eyes.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not.
That's really funny.
So delicious.
All right, I'll see if I can find some JMO bet. I'll make some crazy if I can. I don't think they have first play targets on the FanDuel app, but all right, you ready for another edition of Who's on Top?
I think so. This one.
Okay, so these are top 10 lists we find. Gator will give us our guess, and then we'll turn it over to the people to help him round out the top 10. We found a list of the top 10 most boring cities to live in Michigan. Top 10 most boring cities to live in Michigan. I will tell you, all 10 are in the Metro Detroit area.
Okay.
Top 10 most boring cities to live in Michigan.
This is, you're asking for a fight. We've had these fights before when people start ganging up on the other city. Mm-hmm. And then that city gets support and they start ganging up on the other one.
Garbage city and wasteland.
Right. Yep. There's without question that's going to happen. So I'm going to get it out of the way. All right, with my first guess. I'm just going to throw Garden City out there. Right. Okay. Westland is close enough to Canton, and Canton is, there's something going on in Canton, right? At least there's the IKEA there, right?
So, oh, yeah. That's
so that's something.
It's like Vegas, right?
Right. Exactly. It is. It's like Vegas.
It's like the Strip.
It's a great call.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's why it's not Westland, because Westland is closer to the Strip than Garden City is. Garden City has the great name, and it's called Garden City, which brings about all visions of, lush green areas and fields of poppies and whatever. I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm thinking Garden City. I'm thinking there's all these amazing and beautiful fauna and flora, and it's really not. It's just flat. There's... You know, there's the Ford Road and, you know, right? So.
Ford Road.
Beautiful Ford Road. Which, and they're like, well, the same thing with Westland. I know, but Westland's closing to Canton. So I'm going to say Garden City.
I think it's got a Boston Market, too.
It meant, wow. Yep.
Used to.
That's still around.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to go, I got two more guesses. It's just the name, all right? I've never been there, never considered going there. Haven't heard much about it. Melvindale.
I mean, the name Melvin alone.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't mean to fire shots. I've never been there. I hope it's fantastic, and I'm dead wrong about Melvindale. But something tells me it screams boredom.
Well, it doesn't scream. It's probably like bored.
You can buy two names like Melvin and Dale.
Right?
Come on.
Boring.
Right? All right. The last city I have is, it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault that you're a city within a city, but that's what Centerline is. Centerline is screwed with being the city within the city. Was it Warren,
yes,
I believe?
Yes.
It's the city within the city of Warren. How on earth that happened is beyond me. I don't know how that happens.
It's like the donut hole of a donut.
Yes, exactly. Like, wait a minute, what?
We don't draw lines, city lines like this.
Like, is there any state that's completely surrounded by another state? No! It doesn't happen like that. But that's exactly what Centerline is. So, all due apologies to Garden City, Melvindale, and Centerline. This is what I'm thinking.
All right. These are all cities around Metro Detroit. It was a list of the 10 most boring cities to live in Michigan, but they all happen to be right around Metro Detroit. And
I don't feel good about myself.
Gator got none in the top 10.
Woo! All right. You guys are vindicated.
Both Melvin and Dale.
However, I will say that in your buildup to this, you mentioned a lot of suburbs and cities around Metro Detroit.
Yeah.
You mentioned several that are in the top 10 as you went through your reasoning, your methodology. So 1 through 10 are still out there. Let's go, people. 248-539-9797. What do you think falls into the category of the 10 most boring cities to live in Michigan. It is not Garden City, it is not Melvindale, and it is not Centerline.
Stand proud, folks.
So, you're up. 248-539-9797. We go to Brian in Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up, man? I was going to say maybe Michigan.
The city of maybe?
Yeah, maybe Michigan.
Where is that?
It's over, like, that way.
So it's not Metro Detroit, though, right?
I think it's, like, around there. Yeah,
all right,
like,
well, close by. We'll throw it out there. Maybe. I don't think it's on the list, Doug, but...
It is not.
Neither is Garden City or Centerline or Melvindale.
Maybe Michigan. It says Village in Michigan. And yeah, I mean, it's close-ish. It's down near Monroe. And it kind of looks like the place where Kang stopped to find a bathroom for his daughter.
Is that? Oh, really?
It's in that area, yeah. It's down river there. But
that place looked boring. from what I gathered.
Maybe did not make the list. No, 248-539-9797. Who's on top? We are looking for the most boring cities to live in the state of Michigan. What would you think is near the top of this list? All 10 are still out there. Gator guessed 3, Garden City, Melvindale, and Centerline. None of them turned out to be on that list. Maybe is not on that list. Let's go to Dan in Ypsilanti. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I grew up in Commerce, and we had to drive a half an hour to do just about anything. So I'm gonna go ahead and guess Commerce.
Gator, do you think Commerce is on the list?
I'm gonna say no, because now that Commerce is built up, there's so many like malls right around there. There's lots of water around there. I'm gonna say no.
It is not in the top 10. Dan, 248-539-9797. We go to Doug. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Doug.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm gonna go with Flat Rock.
Flat Rock. Do you think Flat Rock made the top 10?
Yes. By the name Flat Rock.
Do they still got the speedway?
It might call yourself Skipping Stone. I don't know what. Yeah. Do they have a speedway?
Is the speedway still open?
I don't know.
Okay. Flat Rock did not make it. But the Flat Rock Speedway.
Good for Flat Rock.
I was out there. Don, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
This is so wrong.
Yeah, I live there now, and it's pretty boring. I got to go with Taylor.
Taylor, do you think Taylor made the list? You don't want to say yes.
I don't want to say yes at all. No, I don't want to say that. Taylor sounds like it's a metropolis compared to the other cities. I would say no, it's not on the list.
Taylor checks in at number 3 on the list. It's the most boring cities to live in Michigan.
Not much to do in Taylor.
Bernie, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bernie.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, Bernie.
St. Clair Shores.
St. Clair Shores. Do you think St. Clair Shores made it?
Absolutely not. There's St. Clair Shores is right there in the water. There's a ton going on. There's lots of bars and restaurants there. Don't tell me it's on the list.
It's number 10.
Come on.
Oh!
SCS. There's nothing wrong with SCS.
More like St. Clair Boars.
Oh! Let's go to Bill.
St. Clair Snores.
Oh, yeah. Like
Bill
that.
In North Failure on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. How about Wyandotte?
Wyandotte. Do you think Wyandotte made it?
I'm going to say no. Again, close to the water. They have a beautiful downtown area. I'm going to say no.
Wyandotte did not make it. Dan in Clinton Township. Boring cities in Michigan to live in. What do you got?
Wickersham?
Got to be either Clinton Township or Mount Clemens. I'm going to go with Clinton Township. I live here.
Do you think Clinton Township made the list?
He lives there.
I'm going to say no, because it's right there with Mount Clemens. I think Mount Clemens has a lot going on.
Clinton Township checks in at number 7 on the list of most boring cities to live in Michigan.
Got to go with the specific city, Gator.
I just thought, hey, we could always, you know, walk to the next town.
Mike, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How about Southgate?
Southgate, Gator.
Come on, Gator. How boring is Southgate?
Sounds like it's boring AF.
It's awful.
I'll say it's on the list.
It did not make the list.
I'm making enemies.
Mark, every city that gets mentioned, Gator starts to laugh. Mark, you're next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? Mark.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm.
swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark.
All right, I'm going to go with the same reasoning as the other names, but Warren just sounds boring.
Warren, do you think Warren made the list?
Listen, if Centerline wasn't on the list, Warren should be because it encompasses Centerline. So I'm going to say, yeah, it's just flat. There's like just, you got like the plant is there. And I mean, that's not all that exciting.
Number four on the list is Warren, Michigan.
All right.
Mike, you're next on 97 The Ticket. Hi,
I'm
Mike.
On the board, yeah.
Warren Boren.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
I'm as a decade long Livonia fan, I will, or Livonia resident, I will give you Livonia. It's got to be number one.
What do you think?
I mean, the fact that Garden City wasn't, and it's right there. Livonia's got, there's a big mall in Livonia.
I'll give you a couple of reasons there, Gator. Yeah. There's like 19 Walgreens, 19 Walmarts, and about 74 Aldis, and no downtown area.
And you find yourself bored.
Well,
I'm
going to
say it's not on the list.
It's number one. Livonia.
Number one. Boring.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.